Hey everyone, and welcome to That's Just My Opinion, the podcast hosted by me, Matt Lantrip.
And me, David Navarro.
Where we interview people about any opinion they have on any topic of their choice. So, everyone, the time has come. It's been a good year.
It has been. It's been a long year.
Yeah, 6 months with you, 7 months with you, because we started in like January.
Right, but I was still the first episode.
Not technically. Maybe you were.
I was.
Yeah, you were.
That was the first episode.
Yeah, because I did like that short little 10-minute intro thing. But
which is why I came back to be the co-host. Because you were like,
Scrolling through the list, bottom up. So and it's like, oh, David.
Yeah. Ask me first and last.
Also because I knew you had the same work schedule.
I did. I don't anymore. Our schedules are all screwed up. Life has changed in the last year. And I think that's what our topic is today.
Yeah, that's actually... That came out a lot more organically than we expected.
Yeah, life changes so drastically so quickly.
Yes, it does. So, yeah, this is the last podcast for now.
Yeah, but that's just my opinion. It's taken a hiatus of an undisclosed amount of time.
An undefined... What's the term?
An indefinite?
Indefinite.
Yeah, so Matt's going to be a little sluggish today. He spent his entire day packing.
I've been packing for 4 days.
And I might be a little sluggish because I have a job still. and so I work 12 hours a day.
I was supposed to go back to a job Monday.
Right, yeah. Where we would be working somewhat together.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, we'd be working in the same building. But I left that and I'm moving from Los Angeles up to my hometown of Roseville to pursue some career options up there. Get in on the ground floor of a booming economy and where everything's a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of the big reason. Also, my entire family's up there.
Yeah, let's do a quick price comparison. What are places up there going for one bed?
Because
I know you were looking. Well, we're sitting in one bed right now. Rent just moved up to $1,715 for one bed in Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills.
That's a lot of monies.
For 725 square feet.
For not a lot of space. No, I'm in a 1,000 square foot apartment for $1,850 in Santa Clarita, though, which is 30 miles north.
North, yeah. And I'm still technically in Los Angeles County, while you are not.
No, I'm in county. I'm not in city. You're in city.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct. I thought you guys were... Yeah, it's weird, because I thought you guys like became Ventura at one point. I don't know. Let's see.
What do you... Your geography is all screwed up.
Yep. Let's do max bed, one bed in Roseville, and let's see. It's pretty comparable, actually, for... They're like, some start at like... I mean, it all depends on what you want. There are some that are like $1,700, which is a lot. There's $1,525. There's $1,465. 1,350, 1,550, 1,550. So around, I would say between 1,400 and 1,550 is an average price in Roseville for a one bed, one bathroom apartment. But you want to know what? That's also a mortgage on a house in Roseville.
Then why would anyone rent in Morgo?
That's because they don't.
Weird.
Yeah, most people just save up. Buy a house.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm on that, like, in 10 years, think about saving to buy a house plan.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean,
I'm on thinking to save or buy a house now.
Here's the thing. I save real well, and I invest pretty decently. I've got a pretty good return so far this year. Granted, it's a huge bull market. But, I mean, I save really well, but I live and want to continue living in Los Angeles for the foreseeable future. And that's not cheap.
No.
I mean, here's the thing, right? And I think this is kind of like the central thesis of this discussion, really, is I fucking hate living in the city. I hate getting off the freeway on my way to work and just having a row of homeless people on the side of the road in tents all the way down Gower to where I work.
Yep.
Just rows of them
in
sleeping bags and tents and getting out and getting dressed and going about their... Like, I hate
never
that
know
shit.
If one's just going to walk in front of your car.
Yeah, and like they're always like...
As they often do.
Yeah, dude, I saw a dude in front of me the other day got hit by a cup of like water or something, and some dude was just yelling at him. Like, you can't get out of the car and do anything about it. It's some crazy dude on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, well, welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, like, I hate that shit, and I hate expensive living, and I hate traffic.
But you also want to be a writer in Los Angeles.
I wouldn't move out of Los Angeles if you paid me to do it. I wouldn't do it.
You can pay me. I'm telling you right now, if you want to pay me, I'll come to you.
Yeah, you couldn't do it, dude. Unless it was, like, Atlanta, and you're offering me another future, sure, I can move to Atlanta to get another gig, but...
What about New York?
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
Not even New York.
You couldn't pay me to live in New York.
That's a very LA versus New York thing.
Oh no, it is. It is. And like here's the thing,
because I've been to New York. I went to New York when I was a lot younger, so I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah, I mean here's the thing, is like I have like fantasies about living in New York, sure.
All the bright lights, Times Square, the city that never that's Las Vegas. No, New York's the city that never sleeps, right?
I mean, they both never really sleep. But here's the thing, is I would never move
Los
there.
Los Angeles sleeps
I would,
for 4 hours.
I would never live there. I can't imagine it. Like, it's...
Be terrible.
It's bigger than L.A. Not ground, square footage, but, like, it's just, like...
Everything's a high-rise.
All it's a high-rise. It's just, like, to me, like, Los Angeles is the worst and most perfect city.
Yeah, I get
like,
you.
Look, it's fucking hell sometimes. Driving home for an hour in traffic sucks. Yeah. Driving past a Hollywood Bowl on a bowl night, I mean, blow my brains out.
Okay, why are you even driving past the bowl on your way home?
Okay, do you know where I work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know
where I work? I worked where you work.
So I work on the Paramount Studios.
Yeah, so you just go up Gower.
Right, I go up Gower too.
Yeah.
To where?
To Franklin.
And then what?
Then you get on the 101.
Right, and then what? I drive past the bowl. You get traffic on the bowl on the 101. Oh, no, I'm not taking...
I thought you were talking about, like, Coing and Highland.
No, I'm not going to Coing and Highland. I got to drive past that corner on the freeway.
Okay, yes, yes.
And that just stops everything within 5 miles of it.
Okay, yes. I thought you were talking about actual Highland and Coing. I was like, what are you doing?
No, no, I'm not insane. I just... But here's the thing. Is like, as much as, like, all that stuff sucks, like, I think we also have a really great city. Like, look, the beaches suck and they're gross, but
not compared to other beaches. I'll tell you what, we got great beaches.
That's what I'm saying. Our beaches are gross. Is what I'm saying. I think our like going down to Santa Monica Pier is not
like,
a fun experience.
No. If you want actual beaches, you got to go to like Laguna, Huntington, Redondo, and stuff.
And I would never go to
like
West Hollywood to drink, and I would never go to Hollywood to drink. If I want to drink, I'm going to go to like Toluca Lake. You know what I mean? Like I hate so much about the city. But I also, it's a Stockholm Syndrome thing. You know what I mean?
Los Angeles gives you, welcome to Los Angeles. You now have Stockholm Syndrome.
No, really. Like, I've considered, like, now and again, I get the fantasy of, like, I'm going to just go to Seattle. Just fuck it. I'm going to give it my job. I'll be a barista in Seattle.
It's not that great.
No, I don't give a shit. It doesn't need to be great. You know what it needs to be is not LA. That's all it needs to be.
I'll tell you what, it turns into LA real quick. I was just up in Seattle for 2 days.
And it feels like LA?
It doesn't feel like LA. But
fuck
it feels,
let's go to Oregon, dude.
But it feels like every other big city.
Hmm.
Most big cities, Sacramento still kind of feels like LA, Seattle, all of it. Like, there's less people, yes. But as, like, a city feel-wise, all cities feel like a city. That's something I've learned traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Cities are cities. Suburbs are suburbs. Small towns are small towns.
Right.
It's all about just whatever eatery and whatever sights you got to see. The cultures are the same everywhere.
I mean, I don't know if you could say that. Like, look, the culture between here and San Francisco.
Well, San Francisco is an outlier.
I mean, I don't know. Like, what about in San Diego?
Okay, maybe culture. Maybe I shouldn't say culture.
Yeah,
but San Diego is kind of
like I think there's definitely like a city feel.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
like some like there is like an essence of living in a city that is similar everywhere. Like if I lived in San Diego, there'd be the essence of San Diego.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but to me, at the same time, it's like yeah, there's some differences, but you're still in a city,
right?
You know, and when you get into a suburb like Santa Clarita, like I go up there and I just feel like I'm back in Roseville.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because it's suburb, and suburbs and cities are cities.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't really matter where you go. Pretty much the reason you want to stay here is because of your career path. And I've decided I'm going to change my career path.
Well, to a certain extent. I mean, like, there's a handful of career paths I've considered, and they all I can figure out in L.A. I mean, I think that's the thing is, like, living in the city allows me that possibility of, I want to shift and do something completely different. There's still an industry here for it. unless like I decide like I want to raise cattle, like the majority of my career paths are probably going to be located at least in some major part in city, LA. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, but there's also something to like hating where you live. And there's, I mean, here's the thing, right? It's like every day I'm at work, we can bitch to each other about how bad the traffic is. And we can like bond over complaining about that shit.
Yeah.
But also like the small perks about like, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but if you live in Los Angeles or in Southern California in general, the best Mexican restaurant you've ever had is about 3 blocks from your house. Like,
not necessarily.
Well, where? Okay.
The best taco I've had in Los Angeles is at a taco truck right near the on Sunset and Gower.
All right, for sure. But like, is there like a solid Mexican place within like 3 blocks of here?
Nah.
Man, you're a Debbie Downer.
It was in Northridge.
Oh, when we lived in Northridge?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, right? Is like when we lived in Northridge and there was a place within 3 blocks of us that had a fucking boss ass Mexican food. That was because it was the one within 3 blocks of us.
Yes,
like the Mexican shop, and I love that. Like I love that. No matter where I am in Los Angeles or San Diego, if I see Spanish words on a building, I can walk in and get a carne asada burrito. It's gonna kick ass.
Yeah,
I know, definitely.
And honestly, a lot of the food is, up there is just as good like that. At least where I'm moving,
they have Mexicans in Northern California.
They have Mexicans everywhere.
How do they get up there?
We are on a delta.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they swim?
I was making a joke.
About a plane?
No.
Or about a literal delta?
A literal delta.
What does that have to do with Mexicans?
It means they float across.
That's a long way to float, man. That's a real long way to float. This isn't, well, I guess Miami and Cuba, but
yeah,
they aren't that far
from
each other.
Yeah, that's only like 90 miles.
Yeah, we're like, what, like
a long
400 or 500 from Mexican border to wherever the fuck you're moving.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Canada? There's a bunch up there.
I'm
not moving to Canada. I just saw Canada.
You might as well be moving to Canada. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, to me, as a local LA boy, like, Northern California is a new state.
Well, they tried to become a new state recently.
I was for it. Dude, I'm for Cal exit, and I'm for Cal state breakup. I'm for it all, dude.
You know what? You want to do that? Fine. I'll move to a state that's staying with inside the country. Go for it.
Hey, man, like, that's your opinion.
Yeah, it is, because as soon as they do that, guess what? No military, all their stuff, like their entire economy tanks. Like,
not entirely true. You gotta consider a few things, like the fact that California is actually a solvent state, and the fact that it's actually one of the few profitable states of the union. How many states operate in the blue? Or excuse me, not the blue,
you
the black.
Do realize we're in crazy debt.
California?
Yeah, California is in debt.
California might be operating at a deficit. It might have debt, but we're not operating in a deficit.
Yes,
California is one of the few states that operates as a surplus.
No.
Yeah, it's like us, Texas, and like two or three others. Like Delaware, I think, because of all the corporations that are based out of it and the tax incentives, and I think like Nevada might be.
Okay, here we go. This is a real-time usdebtclock.org.
Yeah, but that's US debt clock. I mean...
No, but this is for California.
Oh, sure. We have debt.
Okay.
I'm not saying we don't have debt.
We have debt.
Sure. That's not a bad thing.
You want to know what the debt is?
What?
$461 million.
Right. We also have a $2.5 trillion GDP.
Or no, sorry. I guess it's $461 billion.
Right, we still have a stronger economy than Canada.
Well, we also have more people than Canada.
So?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the more people, the more your GDP is probably going to...
So Will and I have had at length discussions about California as its own country because of curiosities that I've had. And, like, who do I go to when I have a curiosity about a legal issue?
The guy who wants to be a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, who's going to be a politician for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So I go to him and I say...
I wish we didn't make those careers anymore. You know, like so, how they were originally intended.
I know. So I go to Will and I say, Will, how does a California exit work? And he says, well, David, California is something like the 7th largest GDP in the world if it decided to become its own country tomorrow. And I was like, okay, that's crazy. And that's true. Like, I think it might be like 15 or something dumb, but we're still like a top, I want to say
top
15.
20.
We're probably top 15. Top 15 GDP state in the world.
Yeah, but think about all the federal funding that comes in.
We don't take more in federal funding. I can't remember what the statistic is, but we give more to the U.S. than we take from the U.S.
Okay.
As a state.
Okay.
So we got that National Guard, sure. The National Guard the Marines and the Navy would probably split.
Army.
Except a lot of those guys are probably also from Southern California and might stay.
Not necessarily. Dude.
And join the National Guard.
They go all over.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Especially for the Marines.
Most of those guys are not there.
Right, but they may have relocated to SoCal. And they may have chosen to live here.
Yeah.
And they may have bought houses here. And they may be California citizens. I think what you end up finding out is not the entire military would pull out. I think a lot of the military...
I'm not saying the entire military would pull out. All the equipment would, and that's the biggest deal.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, but you know what? You know who has a real strong fucking economy? California. So we'll just buy all that shit back.
Who also wants to ban guns.
Yeah, fire. I don't care. Look,
okay, we're going to be a country that in the entire country is not allowed to have guns. Okay, what's up, rest of the world?
Oh, so is the U.S. going to come over and attack California?
Dude, if California separates, it will be taken back.
I don't know, because can you imagine a military force coming to California and shooting people?
Not people, but people trying to defend. They'll come in and they'll try to peacefully do it, and then... And when people start firing back, that's when they'll do it.
I don't know, man. I can't see it escalating to that point. I think in a hypothetical world where California actually secedes from the Union, I don't think it ever escalates to a military action.
It never happens, though. It's never going to happen.
Oh, no, absolutely. In the completely hypothetical possibility of it happening, which is so outside of the realm of possibility.
Okay, last thing on this topic. Did you see the guy? He went on Tucker Carlson. I saw the video circulating on Facebook. He's he's like a Cal exit advocate, and he went on Tucker Carlson, and Tucker couldn't tell if this guy was a joke or not. And he literally said, "Are you pranking me? Are you high? Like, if you got us, admit it. You got through us. We bet the bait. Mm-hmm. Good for you." Because he literally says, if Cal exit happens, he's an advocate for this thing. One of the bigger guys.
Sure.
Wants to send all the middle class people out of California and hire only illegals.
Who's Tucker Carlson? That's my first question about this topic.
Tucker Carlson is the main primetime guy on Fox News.
Okay.
No, but Tucker Carlson didn't like. He just asked him about the. No,
I was just
the
guy. I just don't know who you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, Tucker Carlson.
So you kept saying Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson could have been your neighbor, and I wouldn't have known anybody.
Tucker Carlson is a Fox News guy. That it's his show.
And whoever this dude is, yeah, I'm sure he's a bit of a nut. I'm not saying that this is something that like I actually think is going to happen. I'm not saying like, hey, dude, like California's going to be in some fucking country next year, bro. Like, are you reading Facebook? Like, I'm not that dude.
No, but when someone comes in and says. Oh, yeah, if this happens, our plan is to send out the middle class and bring all the elite.
Hey,
it's like, seriously?
Hey, man. Look, first off, there's a lot of loonies. Our president tweeted Covfefe. Like, that's a reality we live in right now. But also, let's be straight
made
up.
A typo. Ugh.
No, it was a brilliant typo. I know it's a really dumb typo. I love that it got so much traction so fast.
Well, that's because everyone is so quick to harp on every single thing he does.
Within reason. Because everything he does is hilarious.
Also, during the news cycle, they actually proved 90% of all reporting on him was negative.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So it's people out to, like, regardless of what you think of the guy, it is people out to get him.
Hey, liberal media, but I'm also in the opinion that I'm okay with attacking the president of the United States in the same way that I was okay attacking the last two presidents of the United States.
No, I'm okay with attacking them. I'm also just saying you do have to take most of what they say with a grain of salt.
Hey, look, you get into a position of power, and we're going to sit there and we're going to shit on you because that's
that includes
now our
Fox
job.
News, too. Yeah, every single place is a grain of salt.
Sure, absolutely. But what I'm getting at is after you eliminate the crazy aspect of just the fact that that dude's a loon and he got on TV and loons on TV say crazy shit, I just want to point out this is all technically Mexico. So I'd be theoretically, not practically, I'm not going to say, hey, yeah, let's give our land back to Mexico, but theoretically okay with the idea of re-gifting California, Arizona, Texas to Mexico. Theoretically.
Oh my god.
In the same way, hold on. In the same way that any land who
sound like every old Mexican grandpa right now. Mexico will come back and get their land.
I'm not saying they're going to. I never said they were going to. I'm saying
no,
I'm,
but that's what they say.
Okay, first off, how many Mexican grandfathers do you know?
I know plenty of people who have Mexican grandfathers who have told me those words come out of their mouth often.
And they're living a pipe dream, or at least a pipe dream for the foreseeable future. We don't know. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We don't, that 100 years from now, is it possible that Mexico is a world power?
Doubt it.
Is it possible?
anything's possible
exactly.
in 100 years.
So it's entirely possible that within 100 years,
oh
Mexico takes
okay,
back
okay.
those three states.
I'm done talking about this. Cal exit is stupid. It's not going to happen. I agree. I don't want to talk about something hypothetical.
Oh, man, that's... What has this podcast been?
not right now. I don't feel like talking. Besides, if California leaves, every president from here on out is a Republican.
Maybe.
55 electoral votes? Just gone?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean...
Yeah.
You mean in the U.S.?
Yeah.
I thought you meant in California.
No. In the U.S.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. It wouldn't be my country. That'd be like, dude, fair like, point. The president of Spain is a douchebag. I'm like, whatever. Like, fuck that, dude. Yeah. I don't care.
Good point. Good
Yeah, does
point.
He make? Does he help run my legislation?
No, he does not.
Fuck it, dude.
All right, fair enough. Got me there. I'll admit that. Good job, sir.
Thank
no,
you.
I mean, back onto the topic of, I don't even know what we were talking about originally. California.
I hate the city.
Oh, yeah, you hate the city. So 20 minutes later.
Right. Well, we got sidetracked.
I know. For me, like, I love the city when I first came down here.
Well, yeah, because you're from bumfuck suburbs.
I'm not.
So it's exciting.
It's not that far out. I'm 20 minutes from Sacramento, and there's still even more up above me.
Yeah, but Sacramento is basically, like, not a real city.
It's the state capital.
Right. But, like, when you really think of the cities in California...
Have you ever been to Sacramento?
Hold on. When you think
Have
of the cities in California...
Have you ever been to Sacramento?
I haven't.
Okay, then you can't talk.
No, but here's the thing. When
no,
you
no,
think
no,
of the
no,
California
no,
cities,
no,
which
no,
ones
no,
do you
no.
think of?
Los Angeles and San Francisco.
And San Diego.
Maybe San Diego.
They have a football... Wait, no, they don't. They used to have a football team. They have a baseball team. They have a California baseball team.
They do.
Look, yeah, I mean,
you don't
think of Sacramento. You know, honestly, sometimes I forget Sacramento's the capital. So, and I've lived in California for 25 years, and
hey,
I'm not an idiot.
Hey, they have the Kings and the River Cats.
Sure. You know what? Here's the thing. The Kings are a team that play
in the NBA.
Basketball. It happens every single year. I don't ever think about the Kings.
Fair enough. All right, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Because here's the thing. There are two basketball teams outside my front door, and then a third one before you get to Sacramento. Like, I can't deal with the fact that Sacramento also has a basketball team. It's too far away. The farthest I can get away and still care about it is the Golden State Warriors.
Fair. And that's because they're on top of the mind all the time.
Well, yeah, because they're always killing it.
Yeah. All right. Well... Sacramento is a... When I left, to me it was kind of boring.
How many people live in Sacramento?
I don't know, a good amount?
I'm bringing up a stat.
Okay, doesn't matter. I'll tell you what, it's a lot less crowded and a lot less congested.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing.
Dude, so is Baker, California.
Yeah, but this is an actual, like, very developed city.
Are you trying to say Baker isn't developed?
I'm saying Baker...
You're pissing off a lot
I'm
of Baker
saying
right
Baker
now.
Doesn't probably have a lot of high-rises and stuff like that.
Oh, no. No, not at
That's
all.
That's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't look like a big city that you would see like Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Diego. It's very comparable to San Diego, for sure.
Sacramento population is 500,000.
That's the city of Sacramento alone.
Is there a county? Is it what county
is
Sacramento
County, okay. But where I'm not even going to be living in Sacramento County. I'm going to be on the north side of that in Placer County. So you got it's a whole thing.
Okay, want to take a stab at how many people live in Sacramento County?
2 million.
1.5.
Okay. You know how many live in Los Angeles? Like 19.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're a city.
God, I hate you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why the podcast is really ending, because I'm about to kill David. He doesn't know it yet. But
farewell, everybody.
He is a blood sacrifice.
Oh, Jesus.
It doesn't matter, because they have a lot of stuff that's up and coming, and that's the thing. Half of what I do... Most of what I do isn't even in Sacramento County. It's in Placer County. So it's not even like really comparable, because the cities are laid out differently. But we do have like a very vibrant downtown. We have a lot of stuff
that comes through.
Like, yeah, I won't get to go to like all the random small little comedy shows all the time, but pretty much every band I want to see is going to be within an hour and a half, which is like driving out to Pomona from here. So it's the same thing.
Dude, you're right.
There's literally nothing I can't do up there that I can't do down here anymore, including work-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go up there, make money, and live better, faster.
Dude, yeah, absolutely. You're not wrong. I mean, when I think about like actually settling down and buying a house, it's not in Los Angeles. When I daydream about it, it's not in L.A. It's not anywhere close to L.A. It's somewhere where it snows and it's somewhere where I could buy a house for less than $100,000.
That's the middle of the country.
Fine, dude. Fucking fine. Like, I don't give
a... Or maybe Truckee. I don't know.
I don't care. Like, I love beautiful open country. It's literally...
Yeah, that's, you're going to be in the middle of the country.
Yeah, though. I'm okay with it. I don't mind. Okay. I'd be totally fine with moving to, like, Tennessee and, like, having a bottle of whiskey and buying my house with a veranda and living sweet with my sweet tea.
All right. But, yeah, look, even Tennessee is going to be more expensive than that, I can tell you that.
Oh,
you're
going
to have to go to, like, Wyoming and
fine.
Nebraska or something
don't
like that.
A fuck.
All right, then do it.
Yeah, one
but
day.
Also,
it's the dream.
I'm
Dave's
sure,
gonna retire
I'm
to
sure
Wyoming.
Your parents' house up in Santa Clarita is half of what it is twice as much as what that exact same thing would be in Sacramento.
And oh, you know probably what? Three times.
Yeah, it's about two. It's about
this,
double
this
right
house
now.
Out here. My parents' house in Santa Cruz is three quarters
of a mil.
Of a mil.
Okay, yeah, that it'd probably be like four down in Roseville.
Yeah, no, I mean,
yeah,
I'm
so
not...
it's about half. But the thing is, you're also an hour and a half away from the bay. You're an hour away from Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
Right there in Sacramento, where you got every pretty much any big name coming through anymore for. Theater, comedy, music, you anything you want is right there. It's got a way better craft beer scene and food mm-hmm. scene, in my opinion.
Sure, sure. But
and it's also a much better place where if you actually want to start and raise a family.
Oh, yeah, and it's probably a lot safer. Probably
oh,
less stabby.
Yeah,
sure.
A lot less stabby,
but
a lot less
I grew
less
up
shady.
In a stabby neighborhood, though.
Yeah, it's because you
like,
live in Los Angeles.
But like, to me, that's a little comfort. To me, like, not having bars in my
window. I like a little danger.
I like a little stabby in my neighborhood.
You don't have bars on your window now.
No, I don't. And I feel really unsafe.
I've been
about
to your
it.
Other home. And I've been to your parents' home. They don't have bars either.
No, they don't.
So then don't
That's
say
not where I grew up.
You said you grew up in a stabby neighborhood.
Yeah, in North Hollywood.
Oh, right. Yeah, North Hollywood.
North Hollywood used to be a lot more stabby than it is now.
Yeah.
Now it's like a hip bar scene. When I grew up, there was like prostitutes on the corners talking to
yeah,
cops.
Like right when we started going to college.
Yeah, it was a weird life.
Yeah.
There was one day I remember very distinctly. I was walking home from the metro. I took the metro across the valley to get home from school because I went to school in Tarzana, which is about 10 miles away from where I was living.
Yeah.
And so I get off the bus and I'm walking with my football pads and like my backpack and like my gym stuff. And I'm walking down the street, and I see a bright neon pink dress and blonde hair. And I was like, what the fuck? It's like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, what am I walking towards? And I'm like, that's a prostitute. And then, like, I see black skin, and I was like, that is a black prostitute. And, like, we get about 20 feet away from each other, and I was like, that is a really muscular black prostitute. And then we get up about 10 feet away from each other, and I was like, that's a dude. That's a dude in a pink dress and a blonde wig walking down Burbank Boulevard next to my house. What's up, dude?
I've had something extremely similar to that
but
in
like that,
Hollywood.
But like that was the thing. It was like if I went to 7-Eleven, I can almost guarantee that I was going to see a cop talking to a prostitute. Like I don't understand how their worlds collided in such a way where a conversation about coffee made sense to them, but it would happen.
It was prostitute's way of not getting arrested.
No, probably. Exactly.
Dude, I had something similar. I had a... my tire was low. It was like leaking air right before I got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, I was like checking every gas station I could and like hop in between gas stations. So I found one with an actual working air pump.
Uh-huh.
And so I get off that and it's on like Santa Monica and just trying to like maneuver my way through. And I take mm-hmm. like a weird turn and I end up going down this road. It's literally one street off of Santa Monica. And as I get to a stoplight and I kind of see something on like catty corner
uh-huh.
and as I turn, I just see this full grown dude in a dress and a wig just waving at me with like, you know, like
yeah, the fingers,
like the finger wave and just like eyeing me super hard. And I'm just like in a full dress, wig, everything and like probably my height.
Jeez.
Just doing a finger wave at me, looking at me like he wants to...
Did you say what's up?
No.
Like, do what's up?
Sped out of there
what's
so
up, bro?
Fast. Okay, the thing is, this alley had no streetlights either.
Oh.
Or the street. It was a main street. It wasn't
could've
even
been
like an alley.
Could have been a lady. That could have been Beyonce.
Oh, no.
You don't know.
My headlights went over it, and I saw
okay.
full everything.
You saw full dude.
I saw full dude. And just not knowing what to expect, and then all of a sudden, as you turn, seeing your headlights, and it's just waiting for you there. Like,
hey, don't say
like,
it. He...
No, that thing wasn't it.
That's
it. Could have had clown makeup on. You don't know.
I guess it's true. I don't know if it didn't have a clown makeup on, but assuming it didn't have clown makeup on, I'm going to refer to it as he.
Well, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, so I'm going to go with it, but it looked like a dude. But just imagine. So it's not like you where you like slowly put the pieces together. Literally, right. I get full picture as my headlights slowly pan across.
Oh, yeah, no.
And it wasn't like, oh, hey, look, someone. It was literally waiting for me going...
Yeah, we had like, walking distance worth of digesting time. No. So by the time we passed, I knew this dude. Like, by the time I passed, like, me and him had been homies for a while. You know what I mean? Like, there was no mistaking. Anyways. So, yeah.
So see, now, that's now why imagine I love LA. That in full shock.
But that's like, here's the thing. Dude, we're fucking laughing hysterically about a weird moment that we both had with prostitutes. And like,
I've had that in San Francisco.
Yeah, and like, dude, I love that. Where I'm not going to get that? Wyoming.
We had it with a very specific type of prostitute. Yeah,
very specific type of cross-dressing prostitute.
Black transvestites.
I mean, like, dude, I see some of the craziest shit, and sometimes it, like, super fucking inspires me. Like, the other day, I was sitting outside of Catcher in the Rye, which is my favorite bar in Toluca Lake, and I see this dude walk by, and he's just chugging through a cigarette, and he's probably 250, like 5'10", just a real heavyset dude. He's got one shoe that's still a shoe and the other one that is almost an open-toed, like, slip-on sandal.
This is so inspiring.
Well, no, but hold on. So, like, this dude's walking by and he's just chucking on this cigarette, grayed-out hair, just looking real rough, backpack on, shirt half off, and he looks at me and he's like, "What's up, dude?" And I was like, "Hey, man." And he's like, "You got a light?" And I realize this dude's not fucking smoking a cigarette. He just has a cigarette in his mouth. And I was like, "Yeah, bro." And I have him hand him my lighter, and he lights up a cigarette, takes a drag, hands me back my lighter, and he says, "You take it easy, man." And I was like, "For sure, dude.
Okay.
For sure, random cool. Crazy homeless dude." Like, yeah, I mean, like,
that's the nicest homeless person in Los Angeles then.
When I was a kid, me and Scott Glasser, who I don't know where he is anymore, but there was straight up times where we would go down to the arcade, and if their change thing was broken, we'd go outside and ask homeless people for quarters to go play at the arcade. And that was a common occurrence.
You just change out.
We would change out with the homeless dudes because they always had quarters.
Yeah.
And it wasn't weird and it wasn't scary. We were like maybe 11. We'd just go like, "Hey, dudes, you guys got some quarters?"
Yeah, you were probably also, I don't know, maybe the homeless has just gotten worse here. That's a whole different topic because now they're all kind of...
Yeah, I mean, if you went down to Hollywood, it's a little bit worse. But like Valley homeless people,
I've seen some crazy people in the Valley.
Sure, I've seen some crazy non-homeless people, though.
Yeah, that's you know what I'm mean? Saying. They're just crazy people.
Sure.
And that's another nice thing about getting out of there. Not as many crazy people.
Well, not as many people.
Yeah, so they've actually proven that the denser the population, the more mental illness.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
They've done tests and they proved it. So there is way more mental illness caused by the density of Los Angeles than anything. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to be skating good.
I know I'm crazy. Like, I'm acutely aware of all
Well, that's just all the meth.
It's all the meth and the other drug addictions. But, like, I know I'm crazy. I'm crazy for loving L.A. as much as I do. It's Stockholm Syndrome, and it's fucking unhealthy. I mean,
you were born here, so there's a difference.
I don't know, man. I know tons of people who go away and, like, move to other places, you know, when they get the chance, but...
Yeah, because everyone always wants to get out of their hometown, for sure. I definitely do.
I'm moving back
to my hometown.
But I am too, and it's to the place that I love in the city that I hate. It's such a confusing dude. I also got roots here, man.
No, you don't got
what?
Topgolf.
Nope.
I do.
I'm also not going to be buying a house when I'm 30.
No, and I'm probably going to.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm probably also going to struggle to pay all my shit for the next 5 years. But you know what, dude? I'm going to love every minute of it.
Okay, that's on you. And
no, I know.
You can have that fantasy. That's not a good time to me. That's a very starry-eyed fantasy to me. That is the quintessential...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to live in a studio until I'm 32 fantasy.
That's the quintessential Hollywood life. Like, look at me, I'm still doing what I love. Well, sometimes what you love means you end up broke... And don't have a great job.
Oh, yeah, dude. I probably will end up broke.
You know what? You know what I love? I love my family and I love my wife. And I want to add more to that. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move up. I'm going to do things hopefully I like. But at the end of the day, that's not as big of a deal to me.
You know what this podcast is? I've now realized what this episode is. This episode is married dude tries to start a family and crazy jerk off kid tries to tell him, fuck that, bro, drink a beer.
No, it's not that. It's guy who wants to start a family versus guy the exact same age who wants to focus on his career more.
I appreciate the compliment.
No, that's what it is.
No,
how I was before I got married, too. I was all career.
You're right.
But then you get married, and then your priorities change. And also, Noah's weird having people tell me, oh, you're real young for getting married at 25, when I know a lot of people up north where 25 is...
Well, yeah,
is like the middle in the middle age. Yeah, everyone was telling me, like... I was telling this to some people when I was visiting work today. Like... People are like, oh, yeah, you know, everyone, when I was telling people earlier, they're like, how old are you? I was like, 25. They're like, oh, most of us, you know, most people don't get married till 30. And then it's like, you want kids? Wait till you're like 35. I'm like, is everything just a ticking time bomb around here? Do you just have to wait till the last second to do it?
Why is that the last second to get married?
Because, it's kind of late for some people. I mean, in L.A., no.
Well, here's the thing,
in L.A.,
man,
people get married all over. It
right,
doesn't matter.
And here's the thing, dude. Like, you can't base your life or my life on anyone else's schedule.
No.
You know
and I'm
mean?
Not.
If I get married when I'm 62, like, that's when the fuck I'm getting
that's
married.
And that's fine. I don't care.
No, I feel
it's your life. I don't care.
Right.
I'm sitting here and, like, people are telling me, oh, I'm getting married young when I will watch my brother get married at 21. I watched my sister get married when she was younger. Or no, she didn't get married when she was younger, but she was still like,
oh, hey,
she was still in her 20s. Like everyone I knew, like most people up there get married in their 20s.
By the time
they have kids, and then it's like, yeah, people are like, oh yeah, you don't have wait till like 35 to start having kids. It's like you do realize that's when doctors tell you is like the last ditch effort to try to have kids without major complications.
Sure.
Like, that doesn't sound fun. That sounds terrible.
No, you're right. You're right. But that's some people's fucking life goal or life plan, dude. Like, here's the thing. And this is totally to, like, put it, or the way I put it in perspective for me. Because I know that my life is not matching up with the rest of my family's. When my grandmother was my age, she had 3 kids. She was about to have her 4th. And her husband had a good job right before he left her. At this age, my mother was married and had a kid. My father at this age was married with his first wife and was a veteran of the U.S. military and owned a house. At this age, my sister, who's 3 years older than me, had 2 kids and was married living in a house that her and her husband bought. I am moving into a 2-bed apartment with one of my best friends. I make enough money to live and save some and do the things I want to do on the side. And I get that. I get that all these things are different, but I also get that I'm the only college graduate in my family. And I also get that most of my family like survived working at like my grandmother worked in a grocery store until she retired. My uncle still works at a grocery store and has 2 houses that he's bought in cash and a boat and motorcycles. Working at a grocery store.
I'm not going to lie. So it pretty much sounds like you screwed up going to college.
No, absolutely. My father never went to college and he worked in the industry until he was 65. Yeah. My mother never went to college and she makes 6 figures in San Diego selling furniture. Like everyone in my family has done great without with their life plan.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm like 5 years behind the rest of my family where they were at my age. I honestly don't care. Like it, I know that like
yeah, I
it's
know.
Like
that's
a
your choice.
Knock against the millennial.
I'm not telling you you're doing it wrong.
Oh,
I haven't
sure.
I haven't at all, I hope I haven't at all told you you're doing it wrong. You're doing it the way you want. It's just there is a lifestyle here
that you're not subscribing to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's right. Why I'm moving. And because I don't want I just don't want to deal with that lifestyle anymore.
Which is
because
fair.
I have different goals than this entire town has.
Right. No, absolutely, because we're a town of crazy assholes who want to live in Los Angeles for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's honestly one of the most self-centered places I've ever been in my entire life.
But you know what, dude? I meet so many nice people here.
Yeah.
Like it seems that way on the surface, but dude,
No, I mean, there's plenty of great people, and once you actually make a connection. But that's the thing. I feel like most of that stuff is on the outskirts of Los Angeles.
I work in the heart of LA. I work in Hollywood, and I hang out, and I talk to people who work in Hollywood all the time, and people who live in Hollywood. And I talk to fucking people who work in the restaurants there, people who work security there, people who fucking,
I know,
on the streets.
I know half
And I have conversations
people.
With all of them. Dude. And, like, that's the thing, is, like, I think we have this perspective of the city as being this harsh, terrible place to live, But I think when you like really beat it down, like if you walk up to a person and say, I hope you guys have a good day because they held the door open for you or something, like that's going to resonate no matter what city you're in, no matter where you are. No,
I get that, but that's different. That's totally different.
I don't know. I think it's a mentality thing. Like what I'm saying is like, I think like we can look at LA as being like a scary place full of assholes. But I think if we practice the way that I think we should practice being kind to each other and just like showing up and being like, hope you guys have a great day. Or like, hey, like, you know,
yeah,
fucking no. Thank you so much. Saying just nice things
little,
to each other.
The little niceties every day. Yes, I understand that. And I try to do that too. We all do.
Yeah, because we're decent people.
Yeah, exactly. And there are plenty of decent people. I worked with a lot of really good people.
Yeah,
I think
that breaks
the people
your stereotype.
I do, but I'm not saying that people individually, and sometimes you can just create a work environment that's better than most, right?
Sure.
But what I feel is just like walking down the street when you see people, like, you don't make eye contact with people here when you're walking down the street. You just try to stay to yourself. You ignore people out in front of stores trying to solicit.
I mean, you can.
Every other suburb I've been into, it's like no one's afraid to make eye contact. People just say, how are you, as they pass.
And I don't know, man. You can. Dude, I've talked to dudes about Jesus on the side of the road because they asked me, you got a minute to talk about Jesus? And I was like, I'm not heading anywhere. Well, talk about Jesus, bro.
That's totally different.
Oh, you mean like soliciting, like panhandling?
Not even that, but like, you know, like the people that sit out front with a little folding table, like, do you have money to help the inner city? Or like, do you have money to help this one organization type thing? You know,
dude,
like,
I always drop them a, sorry, brother, I can't, but you have a good day. I try to.
That's better than most. I'll tell you that.
Right,
you're
no,
better than most. Then.
But look, but that's the thing is like you put on that attitude. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
The crazy
teach
people
that,
of LA.
Teach that to 50% of the
all
city.
Right, you got
and we'll
it.
Be
I'm going to start. I'm going to start a sermon, a weekend, a Saturday morning David sermon where I talk about the good truth of being kind to your neighbor.
Yeah. And then at some point someone will tell you to fuck off and mm-hmm. throw something at you.
Dude, that's the story of Jesus. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Is that not the story of Jesus?
Oh my God, David just got smited. No, I totally get what you're saying. But at the same time, I think just the overpopulation of this place is making it terrible. And it's running it to the ground.
You're not wrong.
Dude, they've said that with everything going on, there's about to be 20% of people are about to go on welfare homeless because of all the taxes and because of all the...
Oh, yeah, it's expensive, dude.
And because of all the rent increases.
It's real expensive, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It's hard to
and
find
so,
an apartment.
Yeah, and so I'm going to go somewhere where there's, like, everyone has a job. Everyone can easily find a job, whether it's minimum wage or working in someone's shop. Like, most people I know never worked at, like, McDonald's. A lot of retail stuff.
Right.
But they're in like high school or college and then managed to work their way up or got a job in their field or started at someone's business that they know and worked there and are working their way up. It's like no one there has to feel like they're going to be a grunt forever.
You guys make TV up in Sacramento?
Local television and news.
I'm a stick in LA.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's because that's what you want to do.
No, I know.
I'm over that.
For sure.
And because what I do... I can do remote, I can do on my own, and I can do in a smaller capacity just as fine.
Yeah, and for cheaper.
And for cheaper, and live better.
Oh, absolutely. It makes so much sense for me to pack up and like pick up work. I mean, dude, I could probably tomorrow get a job in any city as something in a restaurant and live comfortably and work my way up. I mean, you know my work ethic.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, I could be doing, you know, not bad. I've got a buddy who just moved to Chicago.
You can ride on the side. You can still sell stuff.
Absolutely.
It's like, imagine you get married one day, and then your wife ends up, or your husband, I don't know where you're fully at yet.
I don't know. Or my non-cisgendered partner. Whoever that may be.
I'm getting triggered. whoever you marry.
Yeah, or whatever. Let's not rule out...
Okay, stop. I'm drawing the line there. You are a human being, and that's it.
I can see myself throwing all over that chair.
They could get a job somewhere else. You can still write. That we know people who did that. Like her husband writes. She got a job up at a college in Oregon, and guess what? He still flies down here from time to time and sells his scripts. Like
that's
you can
awesome.
Easily do that.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's absolutely. There's no reason you can't do what you want somewhere else anymore.
No, you're right.
There's absolutely no reason. So it's I get it. If you love L.A., you love L.A. I'm not knocking
Stockholm
that.
Syndrome, dude.
I'm not knocking
I love
it.
To hate it.
There you go. I just think that people... I just think that when I came down here, I totally had it. It was starry-eyed. It was glass mm-hmm. over.
They
it
make
was,
movies here.
It was, you know, the movie business and still walking onto a lot. Every time I walked into a new lot, I got these, like, little butterflies because I'm like, oh, so much movie history and all this stuff. And I realized it's all a facade. Just like a movie. Most of it is all a front. Most of it... You see the front part. There's nothing behind it, right? You walk into a set, you knock on some. Oh, that's mm-hmm. not a house. That's plywood. And what? There's stands behind it. It's like that scene in Blazing Saddles.
Are you saying the people are a facade?
No, not the people so much. Just like the feel of the town. This idea that when, especially when you want to work in the movie industry, coming from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that like I couldn't hack it. Like I can take. The getting yelled at by executive producers and being told I'm going to be fired on a daily basis. I've watched people get fired in front of me and went, yeah, they screwed up. Good for them. And they're just interns like who mm-hmm. were trying to make excuses. I'm like, yeah, no, you deserve it.
Right.
None of that has ever bothered me.
Sure.
It's just this idea that like there's something special here when in all actuality, there's not.
See, but here's the thing. I still see that something special. And I have for 25 years.
I don't know if I should be jealous of you or try to wake you up.
No, I mean, that's exactly right, dude. Like, you don't know, and I don't know. You know, I mean,
well,
here's
why I'm not knocking you for having. That's just my
but I'm
view
also,
on it.
But I'm also the guy who still writes that's short stories and shit about love, like, at 25. And have two tattoos on my body about the idea of love. Like, I'm the romantic. I'm the crazy, idealistic, like... Hey, man, yeah, absolutely. All these things, like, free Tibet. Why haven't we freed Tibet yet? What the fuck are we doing where we're fighting for, like...
Kony 2012,
but we can't free Tibet? We can elect Trump president, but we can't free Tibet? What's going on, guys? Is China really that much of a stranglehold on Tibet?
Yes. They've literally gone in and
So we can light
destroyed.
The oil fields on fire, but we can't go in and liberate some people?
Because we don't want to ruin...
Dude, we are an agent of freedom. We...
All right, just stop.
We are star-spangled free, and we can't go and bring freedom to people who need freedom. We go and give it to...
I wish we could, man. I wish we could.
We go and give it to the oil fields. We liberate some oil from its earthly bonds, but we can't go to Tibet and free up some Asians. Like,
you want to know where to really... Fuck, you want to really know where to go to oil is Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, we're going to liberate the shit out of them eventually. I'm sure of it.
Socialism.
Yeah, exactly. They're socialist?
Yeah.
Dude, not much longer. We're bringing them democracy and freedom, baby. That's put a Starbucks in every corner.
That's what they had before Shea.
Dude, but that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, what the... why can't we get Tibet? Is literally... If I...
I get you.
If, okay, I, called,
stop,
if I called tomorrow,
stop.
I was like, hey, U.S. government, I found a ton of oil in Tibet, but China's like, nah, bro. They'd be like, all right, we're going to go free Tibet. We yeah. figured after about 50 years of
and then
protesting...
And then go to war with China?
I mean, it's just...
No, we would go
no,
to
no,
war.
No, no,
to,
no, no, no. It's a police action.
We would definitely go to war with China.
It's a police action to free impoverished people. No, dude, you think of it this the wrong way. It's a police action.
I think about it in a realistic way.
They also got coal up there, man. China could use the coal. Let's
all right, let's think about realistic possibilities
no,
here.
What I'm saying, though, is I'm not the realistic guy. You are the realistic guy. You're the guy thinking about buying a house before you're 30. I'm the guy that's thinking about, like... I'd really like to make a movie that I wrote and directed before I'm 30.
For the $200 million budget or
yeah,
whatever.
I'm never going to do that.
No.
But that's
you still
the thing.
Think it's a possibility.
Yeah, and I still got and I still have to
you
think
know,
it's possible.
If it happens, great for you. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit around and wait for it.
Oh, no, absolutely. Dude, you're still going to, you know what? You're still invited. Invited to the red carpet when I walk it.
I appreciate it. Can I be your date?
You are my
date. I'll be your cisgendered alien date.
Only if you wear tutu. You wear a dress and you can be my date to my first award ceremony.
I will be your black male prostitute.
Don't do blackface. That's racist.
No, I'm just going to say I'm transracial. I'm like Rachel Dolezal.
Is that the lady, the white lady who is the head of the
NAACP and up in Washington?
Damn.
Yep. That's her.
She's my hero. She's being who she wants to be, dude.
No, there was actually a funny article. Someone actually got super amount of flack for it. They're like, well, if we're saying all this stuff about transgender, then Rachel Dolezal has a case that she's transracial because it follows along the exact same lines. You're born a certain mm-hmm. way, but you don't feel that general, way.
Yeah, you yeah. socially identify as another race.
Yeah, so therefore, they had... And then everyone just went, no, that's not allowed, but we're still arguing about bathrooms.
Right, but hold on. How did transgender arguments first come up?
It doesn't matter.
If you don't sexually identify as being attracted to a woman, I mean, look, the envelopes continue going to get pushed. Eventually, yeah. there will be no concept of... I mean, here's the thing, is right now there's about 300 different titles for sexuality. There's about 400 different titles for gender.
And there's
about 500 versions of ethnicity. Eventually, we're going to get to a point where everyone has like a 9-digit code that explains to you
what
their
are.
Gender yeah, is, yeah, their, no, I totally their sexual get it. Orientation, their relationship to God, and their heritage. And
yeah.
And that's going to be a real confusing time. And
I'm going to live in a place that's going to feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, and you're going to live in Sacramento where people are sexually oppressed and can't not be it, their not, truest self.
Not at all. It's people who don't care and don't force it down your throat every day.
No, obviously. I'm
That's another nice thing. It's like you don't hear about people, like except for like the people at the Capitol who are politicians, like, forcing it. Everyone's just like, hey man, I believe in this, and like it's a much more like coexist kind of town.
As a closing, I don't know if you can say that because I think this might be the last one. I don't think you can say that people are shoving things down each other's throat. Like, I never feel like something's being shoved down my throat.
You also have the same ideology as a lot of them.
I mean, a lot of...
Trust me.
I've got very liberal and crazy ideologies, sure. I mean, as I've said before, I'm a very idealistic, you-do-you-boo-boo, I'm a respect-and-empower-you personality type. Like, Look, dude, if you want to come out tomorrow and say you are whatever sexuality you want... If someone came to me tomorrow and was like, I identify as a trash can, please put trash in me, I'd be like, for sure, bro.
No, here's my main problem. The empowering.
You should empower everybody, man.
I say, let me do me, you do you, just don't infringe on me.
I don't know, man. If it's not breaking the law, I think you should be empowered doing it.
I don't...
You want to strip tease on the side of the street? Do power.
That's illegal.
It's illegal to strip. Strip tease? If you're just like doing one of these with the shirts up towards the belly button, if you're doing one of these, go for it, no, bro.
I'm going to end on this. From Parks and Rec. It's not stripping if there's no money involved.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been That's My Opinion, a podcast hosted by me, Matt Lanchup, and me, David Navarro.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. If this ever comes back, make sure you keep subscribed. Don't unsubscribe. Keep listening to old episodes. Maybe tell your friends about the back catalog of a year-long journey into the soul and mind of people, including me and David mainly. And this conversation took way more weird turns than I expected.
This is the heart of the show, dude.
Yeah.
The heart of the show was immortalized.
No, it was nice. Now that I'm not going to be working in the film industry, not really having to feel like, oh, I can't touch that topic.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have, like, NDAs and shit.
No, meaning, like, literally the night Trump won, watching everyone below go, the world's going to end. People were literally saying the world was going to end. And watching everyone but me agree with that. Not that I didn't vote for Trump.
No,
but
sure.
I also didn't think it was the end of the world. And watching pretty much everyone the next day and that night think it was the end of the world. Kind of had to watch my toes.
No, absolutely.
I literally got told by someone, I'm not allowed to wear red hats. It's one of the biggest jerks that works there. But a couple days after, I wore a red hat that doesn't look anything like the Make America Great Again hat.
You mean MAGA?
MAGA hat.
There you go.
It had a big Barrel House Brewing Company mm-hmm. thing on the side. I'm just walking. He goes, hey, and there's just other people around. Doesn't care. Hey, you're not allowed to wear red hats anymore. I go, but it's not that hat. You can obviously see the logo's facing you. He goes, I don't care. They're all the same to me now.
That's racist.
I literally just
That's hattest.
I literally just looked at him.
Don't judge a hat by its color, bro.
I just gave him like a stink eye and walked to my desk. And it's like, everyone agrees, yeah, that he was stupid for saying that. But also at the same time,
there are people
when
who
I
say had, that.
When I wore my Make America Emo Again hat, I would have it on my desk. And people would literally come by, double take, and be like, oh, okay, I was going to have a serious talk with you otherwise. I got that from almost everyone.
I think if you have a political stance, people want to aggressively attack you for it, you should not do that.
Yeah, that's why I really had to take a lot.
At least not unless, like, if we bring it up, if we want, like, hey, you want to have a discussion about, you know, politics right now?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I see your stuff. I just want to know you. I want to have a civil debate. More than willing to have a civil debate.
Oh, sure.
But when everyone
I have to have a serious talk with you, yeah, it's rough language. No, I feel you. Like, I see your political stance. You and I need to have a sit down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
That was a lot of the environment. I once had someone I work with tell me dirt bikes are ruining the earth and the environment because they ride over grass.
But the dirt bikes.
And they are designed to go specifically on roads or in sites designated for dirt bikes where they keep up the land for mainly dirt so people can ride.
Sure.
He was literally saying, we watched a video of a guy jumping over a freeway while cars were going. We're like, oh, that's really cool. He goes, yeah, but look at all the grass they're destroying. Just destroying the environment.
Well, I mean,
this
yeah,
is the person
so
I worked with
bro.
Every day.
Look, we're all destroying the environment.
This is the type of mentality.
But hold on. You want to talk about relative goodness for a moment? Do you go?
We were supposed to end this, but.
You're probably going to edit this bit out because it's going to be real offensive for a moment. Do you go to church?
Yes.
Does your priest have an iPhone?
I know what you're trying to say.
Chinese people kill themselves over making iPhones, and your priest has one in his pocket.
I get what you're saying.
I mean, relative goodness, that's all I'm saying. It's like, we can feel good doesn't mean we are good. It's relative.
I don't know how you got that from what I was... Oh, you mean with the environment thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, look, we're all destroying the environment. We're all making people kill themselves in China.
Also, yeah.
We're all not free in Tibet.
Fair enough. I will go back to the 16th century before the Industrial Revolution then. Is that your ideal? This many people before the Industrial Revolution?
No. I'm not defending the idea of throwing away iPhones and not making Chinese people kill themselves so that I can have a phone in my pocket.
That's
what I'm saying.
Blame China for
what
that.
Blame Steve Jobs and Apple.
Blame China for allowing systems to be in place in which companies can come over and
do that. Also blame the company who goes and abuses that. I mean, we're all blamed. Blame the guys who are buying the iPhones, you and I included, your priest included.
These are from the same people that will probably tell you free Tibet.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Dude, I'm literally saying free Tibet, and Chinese people kill themselves so I can have a cell phone in my pocket.
That's been going off this entire time.
Dude, yeah, absolutely. Like, dude, don't get me wrong.
And now your Prius, too.
And I have a Prius. People probably kill themselves in my Prius.
No, you didn't see that?
What happened with Prius?
Child labor over Prius, over electric car batteries.
Dope. Mike, look, I'm not trying to say that I'm Jesus.
I wear Nikes.
Yeah, you wear Nikes. Look, none of us are good people. We all need to stop saying that we are and accept the fact that we're relatively not bad.
That's why I'm just moving to a place where I get hit over the head with it a lot less. Is that fair?
That's fair.
I want to be near my family. That's really fair. Good beer.
Go live under the rock of Sacramento. That's cool. I'm going to be living my truth in L.A., preaching in the streets about Chinese people.
The problem is half the time your truth isn't reality, so it's null and void to me. You know what? I think the motto of this show really, free Tibet, because I would download a car.
Yeah, dude. Free Tibet. I'm going to download a car.
No, because
I would download a car.
I think
I'd rather download a car than have Tibet not be free. Not that those are the options
Wait,
of being
what?
Given.
Wait, what?
So I would rather download a car than Tibet not be free.
Than Tibet not be. That means you want. That means would then Tibet be free? Because I'm really confused right now.
Yeah, I would.
So you want free Tibet first, then download a car.
I'll do both. I'll free Tibet by downloading cars if that's what it takes.
Free
but
Tibet
also,
by
but I'll
downloading
also
cars.
I'll give up downloading cars if it frees Tibet.
Okay, that's what you were trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard that in the weirdest way possible.
What, you mean I would rather not download a car than have a free Tibet? Or have a not free Tibet?
I would rather download a car than have a not free Tibet. Yeah, that Yep. That doesn't work because Tibet's not free right now.
But that's just my opinion.
And nope, it's a fact. Ending an opinion podcast on a fact. Well, so if we do come back, then this is not goodbye. Just see you later.
It's always see you later.
It's always see you later. Peace to your Unless mother. I die.
Then we'll pick it up, dude. The next life. The next go around.
You don't have
the
passwords.
When this comes back around in the next infinity, we'll be back here doing
we'll
this.
Pick it up again in the next life.
We'll pick it up in the next time we're around here.
All right.
I'll meet you right here, Matt. And we'll do it again.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, seriously, for listening. There's not many of you out there, but this podcast was started as an excuse for me to hang out with my friends and have some fun.
Yeah,
and
it succeeded.
Just do some good times and have a laugh. And
we
honestly
had more than one listener, and we had people come up to me in the street.
And say, I liked
and say,
it.
Say, what to do.
Cool.
We played D&D on the internet for people to hear.
Yes,
I think
we did.
Did it. I think we count this as one success in the book.
Yeah.
We learned a lot.
Yeah.
I learned a fuck ton.
Yeah, we had some really great guests. Let's do a quick thing. What was your favorite topic we did?
My favorite topic we did? Episode 1. Episode 1 was my favorite episode.
Your
Band
first
identity
episode?
Theseus' ship.
Okay, besides that.
Besides my own? Kirk and Batman should kill people.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a blast because I feel like we all got super into it. And I feel
because we're all giant nerds.
And that was the day we realized that Kirk took our podcast more serious than we took our podcast.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was important.
That
for
was
us.
Definitely. I will say, if there's one I've recently been like, you know, there's always that one where it's like, if I have to say, like, go listen to one, what would be the one be to like introduce them? I have to say the wine episode.
Wine episode was solid.
That was such a good episode.
I missed that episode already. I might listen to it on my way home.
Yeah, that was such a fun time. Yeah, drinking wine. Mm-hmm. But like the we actually did quite a few Batman ones.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I'd have to say
because you also did Batman as libertarian propaganda.
Yeah, yeah, The Dark Knight Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Frank Miller, most likely. I don't know. It's hard, mainly because I was involved in every single one, so it's hard to choose a favorite. But the wine in recent memory was definitely amazing. And then, I don't know. It's hard to say because it was just me and my friends hanging out. And I just like hanging out with my friends.
And what's better than that?
Nothing. I will say there was one. There was a one that someone wanted to do with me that I never got around to that I think would have been fun. Mm. It was free speech.
The cooking? Oh. Free speech with Mitch?
No, with my buddy Andrew from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode.
Right. And then cooking with
Tim would have been fun. Yeah, those were the two. We
Next
missed.
Time around, we'll make
Anyone
sure
Anyone ever hit you up, say what you don't want to do?
No, I got them all on.
You got them all on?
Everyone that hit me up, I got on.
Oh, I'm bad. Well, also, that's because I was talking to people who all work like 9-to-5s.
Right, no, everyone I got on was
not doing
unemployed
that. Yeah.
Or a college student or a restaurant worker.
Exactly, and could take the day off on a Monday morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening.
Again, thank you.
This song's week is Redbone.
Okay, so we kind of, David picked a song. It's like, yeah, I really like that song. We haven't played it yet. Yeah. Rate, review, and subscribe for the final time. Since none of you have ever reviewed, doesn't really matter at this point.
Much love, high five, word to your mother.
I got to finish packing. By the time you hear this, I will already be back in Sacramento. But thank you, everyone, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. It's been a fun year. It's been a good time. Hope you guys learned some stuff. I'm sure you guys all had opinions of your own and wanted to yell at one of us or one of our guests at some point, being like, no, this is the way it should be.
Well, that's what the comments are for, bro.
Monday morning quarterbacking it. But at the end of the day, you can agree or disagree with us. But that's just our opinion.
But that's just my opinion, podcast hosts.